everyone, and welcome to another very spooky edition of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We are your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob.
I'm just Ian.
That all just came to me while I was doing it.
That was your spooky voice?
I didn't know how to do a spooky voice. So, and then as in the middle of it, I thought, okay, I can go a little bit deeper for spooky. So that's
okay. First of all, two things. I can't breathe. All right. So first of all, oh my God. For those watching on YouTube, spooky face. I'll give you that. Your spooky voice sounded very To Catch a Predator, like it was
very... Have a seat.
Fresh baked cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Nothing good can come from this. You're not old enough to make cookies. Who made the cookies? Okay, so anyway, we are the Silver Screen Scoundrels, and we got the giggles tonight, and we're not even drunk or anything.
No, nope. Well, haven't had a drop.
I'm just kidding. Haven't had a drop either. Ah, with that being said, it is just us tonight. We have no special guests, but that's okay, because we're kicking off spooky season.
Ooh. From now until the end of October, we will be doing, because I can't think of another big movie that we'll be doing that's not a thriller or horror-ish.
Horror-related, yeah.
So horror-adjacent. We're going to do all scary movies until the end of October.
Yes, we are. Now, we have started a little bit early. It's the beginning of September. Now, I wanted to start in June, but Bob told me no. I'm a year-round spookster, so, you know.
That he is. He is the horror guru.
Of this show, maybe. I appreciate that, Bobbert. We're going to kick it off with a little movie by the name of Dr. Sleep, direct sequel to The Shining from 1979?
8? 7? 9? Might have been in the 80s. Is it in the 70s?
I thought it was late 70s.
I don't know. I'm going to check right now.
I was going to say, please fact check me. And
Rhode Island is neither a road or an island. Discuss.
I was right on it. 1980. Okay. Well, you said 80s. I said 79. Anywho, potato. Yeah. With that being said, man, we're just going to dive into it. Full spoilers for those of you that don't know how things work on this show. We just grab it by the horns and we ride.
I
was going to say we just fuck it, but I don't know what that would have meant. We just say fuck it. So, direct sequel to The Shining. This is Dr. Sleep. This is also obviously written by Stephen King, just like the first one. And I've never read the novel. Have you ever read The Shining, Bob?
No.
I've started it. Stephen King is phenomenal in everything. Don't get me wrong.
I've only read three of his books. And
what have you read?
I read The Green Mile.
Okay.
And I read Shawshank. And okay. I read Christine.
Okay.
So Christine was really the only horror one that I read of Stephen King.
Okay. I like his writing, don't get me wrong, but the problem I have is he will detail the shit out of something for you.
Yeah.
He will make sure that you know what color the carpet and the pad is.
Yeah.
And I personally think it's a little too much. That's why his books are so thick, because you have to know how many thread count is in the sheets that Jack Torrance slept in. So it's just like a little too much for me. I don't really need, I like details. I don't need that many.
I will say that I 100% respect the man, though.
I do.
I think he's an amazing man. I think not only is he a good writer and a good storyteller, he also wants to help any inspiring filmmaker or actor or writer. He'll give free advice. He'll let you buy his short stories for a dollar to use as a film. And I think that's amazing. I think he's an amazing man. And he always said, like, for aspiring authors, that if you want to become an author, you need to read at least 80 books a year, because you need to get in that mindset of details.
Fair. Like I said, I appreciate it, but it's just, and I've only read like a few books, and I haven't even finished any of them. I've started The Shining, which I still own. I'm still going to pick up and read. I started The Stand. I've read some of The Stand.
Oh, wow. Read The Stand.
Yeah. The Stand's thick. I feel like it was another one, man. I started, and I'm just like, my God, Stephen, please go to bed. Go to yeah, put the typewriter away. Go to bed. So, I can't do all this.
I do want to say, this is a direct sequel of The Shining, and I got to say, I know I'm in the minority, but I did not like The Shining movie.
I'm not a big fan either. It's okay, but I don't think it's a phenomenal classic masterpiece that people make it out to be. One of the best horror movies of a generation, and
I just don't see it.
I do understand that it inspired a lot of filmmakers, but the story and the movie itself, and you know, it's very iconic with the Here's Johnny and Jack Nicholson cutting down the door and Shelley Long. Hey.
Yeah,
fine, but I just don't think it's that great. And I'm gonna go even further out on this limb, Bob. I know you're out there with me. I don't think Stanley Kubrick's that good of a director.
No, not at all. Like I'm happy to hear you say that, because I can't tell you a single movie that he's famous for that I've enjoyed.
I can't remember.
I didn't like Full Metal Jacket. I thought it was too brutal. I
hated it,
especially.
I thought it was terrible
during training camp. I thought it was way too brutal.
Clockwork Orange, didn't like that either.
I did. I think I would have liked that a lot better, but it you know, most times movies have a moral, they have a point. Mm-hmm. And everything that happened in Clockwork Orange didn't matter. Nothing mattered, because he was still the crazy sadistic son of a bitch at the end of it that he was at the beginning of it. So
still nothing drink all that milk.
Mattered.
Still drink milk.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on everything you just said, man. 110%. I agree. And I just don't think they're good films at all, any of them, personally. That's just my two cents. Now, Dr. Sleep. Oh, my God. Like, when I first heard about it, I was already interested because it's horror. And I love Ewan McGregor. I love most of the actors and actresses and everybody that was in this movie that I had read about. I'm trying to look real quick to see.
I have a quick question.
So it was directed by Mike Flanagan.
That was my question. I thought I saw that at the end. Man, that guy. Good on him.
I love me some Mike Flanagan.
Yeah, he's the one that directed one of my favorite horror movies on Netflix. Mute Woman, the Deaf and Mute Woman.
Hush.
Hush, yeah. I love that movie. So good on him for taking the material of Stephen King and just making an amazing movie. I couldn't be happier with it.
His second, by the way. He did Gerald's Game. He did Gerald's Game as well.
And then he did Dr. Sleep.
And he did Dr. Sleep.
Wow.
He did Hush, which I really like. He did Oculus, which I wasn't a huge fan of at the time. I feel like I need to give it another chance because everybody rants and raves about it. I never watched Absentia. I wanted to. Before Awake was decent, it was okay. Ouija Origin of Evil, I was skeptical about because I didn't like the first Ouija movie. Loved the second one. I thought the second was really good, but I think it was just because I hated the first one so much. But I went back and watched it, and it stood the test of time, and I think it's great. He directed Haunting of Hill House. The Haunting of Bly Manor, which was a letdown, but still. He did Midnight Mass, which I loved, and he did the Midnight Club. Midnight Club didn't do too well, but I liked it a lot, and he's got another one coming out based on Edgar Allan Poe's story, House of Usher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got that coming out soon. I believe it's going to be Netflix, yeah. I think he has an exclusive
thing. Is it a series? Is it a series?
Yeah, or? Yeah, it's a series, okay. I believe. So, with that being said, Mike Flanagan, the man. A little weird that, you know, his wife wasn't in it because she's in everything.
Yeah.
But I really liked Dr. Sleep a lot. I thought it was really cool starting off where The Shining left off, like, you know, shortly after that with Danny Torrance with his mom. Mm-hmm. By the way, Danny Torrance, you know, I don't actually get a lot of Torrance jokes about those movies.
Yeah. Oh,
me having the same last name.
Yeah.
I have one guy over the years that kind of fuck with me about it, but it was really funny. And
how often do you hear your name in a movie? I thought that was neat. Every time they said his last name, I was like,
never. I've watched a movie that had like a city or a county called Torrance, but not a name.
I can only think of one movie that my name is in, which is Tingle, T-I-N-D-L-E, and the name was actually in the title, which was Teaching Mrs. Tingle, Katie Holmes movie back when she was big. And I was like, I'm gonna watch it just because it's my name.
Actually, didn't hate that movie.
Never hear Tingle. No, it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
Couldn't tell you if it's good now because I haven't watched it.
Yeah. So, Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep. Hopefully we didn't put anybody to sleep.
Yeah, hopefully not. We gushed a little, but hey.
This is my second time watching it, Bob. This is your first mm-hmm. impression. What'd you think? Go ahead.
Okay, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of Shining. So, you telling me it was good, I was just like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm not looking for anything, but from the moment that it came on, it just captured me. I was interested. The moment it came on, it just grabbed me. I was on the edge of my seat. I can only think of one flaw in a movie, and it's not really a flaw because of bad filmmaking or anything. It's just a flaw because I hate the character. But So I loved every minute of this movie. It did not feel like 2.5 hours to me, not at all. I was actually sad when it was over. I enjoyed it. Ian McGregor was amazing. The little girl, the 15-year-old girl,
played Abra.
Abra that teams up with him. I thought she was phenomenal. Good on her. I hope she has a career. I don't remember seeing her anywhere else, but I hope she gets a career because she was excellent.
I know she's done stuff since then, but I don't know if she's done anything before that I recognize her from.
And just the subject matter that it takes and that it tackles, I just thought was awesome. Making a supernatural thriller, I just thought was very well done. Rebecca Ferguson, she's, you know, drop dead gorgeous, but she was such a good villain. Such a good villain. So I loved every minute of it, Ian. I see that we got a timer now, so
Minutes. Wrap it up. This is our longest episode.
Hey, lock it up.
Lock it up.
So what do you think, Ian?
I liked it just as much, if not more, the second time as I did the first time. I thought it was very well done. I thought I agreed. The acting was good. The story was good. I, for some reason, didn't like the name Crow Daddy. That rubbed me the wrong way the whole time. I don't know why I hated the name so much. I do think it would have been funny if, God, I miss Billy. I wish Billy would have pulled through, man. As strong as Abra and Danny are, nobody could save him. Like, come on, man. She's dying. She's weak. She's on the ground. She's a Skeletor.
Yeah.
So that part was really sad, and I hated it. But I love that he just went to Billy in the middle of the night. Was like, hey, do you trust me? I really need your help. We got to travel across the country. There's this little boy. Yeah. I have this gift. All right. Tell me on the way. And he just believes him and says, something about like, you know, I don't know if I want you to be right or if I want you to be wrong, you know? So, what's his name? Dick, from the motel, the hotel in the first one.
Yeah.
He says one of the best lines. I had to write it down so I would remember it, so I'd quote it correctly. When he's talking about how evil and bad and wicked these people are, and they're coming for that girl and you got to help her, they eat screams and drink pain. I thought it was a great line.
Oh, that's an excellent line. I agree.
He wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
They said that the steam, as they called it, was much more delicious and potent when you were screaming and or when you were in pain and when you were scared.
Yeah, fear.
So I really like that. I thought it was funny, like when Billy and Danny were picking the people off from what was their little clique called?
Oh God,
the something. God, I can't remember what they were called. Anyway, I thought it would have been funny if she was two of them were running back to like the RV to get in and everybody's dying around them. If they ran by, I'm just sucking a little bit of steam up as they run into. Ooh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Oh, that's going to put a little pep in my step.
That is true. That would have been so funny. I did like when they died, they just kind of
evaporated
into energy. I thought that was really cool. And so neat. It was like a video game.
Yeah, the way Danny took over her body and was like,
oh, yeah.
Talking to Crow Daddy in the car was so funny. Arrogance, really. Of course, you think you're going to live forever, so you're not wearing your seatbelt. And I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. And to be honest, because he did that, I was sure when she woke up in the car and they were about to make it to the hotel, I was sure that she was doing that to her as well. So I thought it was Rebecca Ferguson in her. So I'm glad it turned out to be like that, but I just thought, no, don't let it be her. Don't let it be her. Well, like I said, I was on the edge of my seat. If I can say, the only thing I didn't like is I didn't like the first 15-year-old girl being in their cult. I didn't like it. I thought it was way too easy for her to be turned, way too easy for her to think, because it doesn't seem like that you lose your memories when you become one of the things. It didn't seem that way. And that girl was making bad men pay for hurting children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what she was doing. That's how they found her. She was using her power to make bad men pay. And then they give her a taste of the spirit or the steam or whatever. And then she's just all on board to killing children. Mm-hmm. All on board of. And that bothered me. I hated her so, so much. I was happy to see her get her just desserts.
The Knot, by the way. That was what their covenant was called.
The Knot.
Their little cult was the Knot.
Yeah.
The True Knot. So... Yeah, I don't really have any negative. I mean, I'm sure I do have negatives, but I can't really think of any.
But like I said, it's not because the movie was made bad. It was just a character. I didn't like her character.
Yeah. That actress that plays her, she has two sisters. Okay. You've seen season one of the sci-fi show Chucky?
Yeah, most of it, yes.
Okay, so the blonde girl, the high school girl that's trying to, like, fuck with Jake the whole time.
Yeah.
That's her sister.
Nice.
They all have the same middle name. All three sisters have the same middle name.
Okay.
And did you watch Gotham?
No.
All right. Well,
never. Not one.
The other girl was on there. Well, you're not missing a lot. It was all right. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have on this one, because I'm just going to be saying the same points over and over and be gushing about how much I liked it. I thought it was very well written. I don't know how close it is to the novel. I know The Shining, Stephen King was kind of pissed off because it was nothing like the book. It was more of like...
Was he happy with this iteration?
He liked this one. He liked this one a lot. from what I read.
It was awesome.
A lot better than The Shining. So with that being said,
one of the best scary movies I've seen in a minute.
Yeah, really good, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to kick us off with on your rating there?
I'm going to kick it up with a solid 8.
I was going to give it an 8.
Yeah. It's a solid 8.
I'm going to give it an 8 as well.
Great acting, great story, great effects. It's just the runtime was great because it never felt like 2.5 hours to me. I loved it.
Like I said, this is going to kick off our spooky season. We got a lot more to come. We are going to be discussing, I'm going to give you guys a taste. We're going to be discussing, Bob and I are going to pick our favorite Friday the 13th movie. And we're going to discuss that. He's going to discuss his. I'm going to discuss mine, same episode. And we're going to compare notes, and he's going to tell me why the one he picked is far more superior than mine. Bob's favorite is Jason. My favorite is Michael Myers.
He's my favorite slasher is Jason.
So
we can do Michael too. I wouldn't mind doing Michael.
I would love to pick my favorite Halloween movie and compare that with
you. Because I guarantee you my favorite is not going to match yours.
I guarantee you mine's not going to match yours either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that being said, that's been our review on Dr. Sleep. Tune in next week. Like I said, we're going to be discussing a lot. We're going to be discussing a lot more horror this month and the month of October.
Yeah, we are.
Throw any suggestions out to us. We're open to suggestions.
Yeah, please do comment. Tell us what you thought about this movie. Tell us what we should review. I'll try to do a more spookier voice in my next opening.
Bob. Been watching a lot of movies here lately, more than usual. He used to watch a lot, but now he's getting back into it. He's got a little bit more time on his hands. So let's fill it with scary movies. He's been watching some old action movies from the early 2000s and late 90s. So which is great. I have a story for you after we finish. With that being said, for Colonel Bob, I am Ian with the Silver Screen Scoundrels. And as always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.